Editor's note. A statement from Sue MP Terry Sheehan that was received Thursday has been added to this article. Local leaders have a couple of months to prepare for Donald Trump's return to the White House. Mayor Matthew Shoemaker, from Sault Ste. Marie, Ont, hopes the relationships he has made across the border will help to avoid a return of protectionist measures by the former president in his first term. Trump took to the stage at about 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday, after being declared the winner of the 2024 presidential race by numerous news outlets. About the same time, Shoemaker was heading to bed after hours of watching the votes come in on a two-television setup. "I didn't quite make it to when he started speaking," said Shoemaker. "I knew that if he started it would probably be a half an hour, so I thought I don't have it in me." Shoemaker was a city councilor during Trump's first four-year term as president. He saw firsthand the effect of the president's protectionist measures, including steel tariffs that had a negative effect on the city's largest employer. He said on Wednesday, "It's too early to tell if those tariffs will return. There were talks of tariffs during the campaign, but it's hard to know if those are going to be broadly applied or targeted to certain countries or certain industries," said Shoemaker. He said a lot of work was done at the municipal level under former Mayor Christian Provenzano during the time those tariffs were in effect to reach out to communities and businesses that Algoma Steel, at the time called SR Steel Algoma, either purchased from or sold to in order to advocate for them to be lifted. Shoemaker also noted when he was voted into the mayor's seat in 2022, it was after almost 2 years of the border being closed due to COVID. "One of the things we needed to do was rebuild the relationship with our neighbors and international allies, and that's what I did," he said. On Monday, Shoemaker traveled across the international bridge for a beer summit with Don Jerry, mayor of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. "As we work to rebuild that relationship, it's a continual process," Shoemaker said. "We're going to potentially need those close allies to be our advocates with their government in Washington if there are policy decisions that have a negative impact on us and on Sault, Michigan." Sault MPP Ross Romano says he didn't stay up nearly as late to watch the election results on Tuesday evening. "I watched for a brief period. I had a rather late night at the office, crashed a little early and woke up to the news," said Romano. He said first and foremost he wants to congratulate President-elect Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance. "I'm hoping that we have a good working relationships moving forward and that the United States recognizes the incredible contribution from Ontario to the overall economy, both ours and theirs," Romano said. At the time the steel tariffs were put in place by Trump, Romano was an opposition MPP who warned the Liberal government of the time against applying retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. "I know I got quite frustrated at the time while I was serving in that 1 year of opposition. Kathleen Wynne was still premier in Ontario, and there were some retaliatory tariffs that were taken by the province of Ontario against the state of New York," Romano said. "After a while those steel tariffs were removed and the trade relation continued, and I hope that is what we are going to have happen on a go-forward basis with this administration from this point forward." In an email sent Thursday, Sault MP Terry Sheehan congratulated Trump on his win and thanked Vice President Kamala Harris and all other American candidates who put their names on the ballot during the election. "There's no closer friend to Canada than the United States. Our nations have a long history of shared values, including democracy and capitalism. Our economies are very much integrated, for the benefit of workers and industry on both sides of the border," said Sheehan. He added, "I am a member of the International Trade Committee and co-chair of the All-Party Steel Caucus. As such, I will once again proactively travel to Washington to update American legislators, businesses, unions and other stakeholders on our relentless actions to fight cheap dumped Chinese-made products, including our 100% tariffs on electric vehicles, 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum, and new melt and pour anti-circumvention rules."